All right. Good evening. Next case, please.
The next case is number 11,950. Ernest DeAngelis Jr. seeks a special use exception to place a billboard, section 115-83.6C and 115-155.5B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway and State Route 404, Route 9, 404, approximately 770 feet southwest of, excuse me, of Road 262. The 911 address, none is available. The zoning district is CR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 53. We received zero letters of opposition, zero letters of support, and zero mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ernest DeAngelis, 14 Wood Court Road,
East Delaware. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Chairman and Board. My name is Ernie DeAngelis. I own a 10-acre property on Route 9. And I am seeking for special use exception for to install a billboard on the property. Such exception will not substantially affect or adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. From Cool Springs Road up to Harbison Road, Route 5, through that corridor is mainly commercial. The parcel next to me is owned commercial. I have the utility lines that buffer the side of my, the other side of my property. So mainly through that area, it's predominantly commercial. And then the back of the property is a railroad. The billboard, as far as the requirements to apply, the billboard meets all the setbacks that are required. It will be used as an electronic message center, digital advertising. It's within 600 feet from another billboard and 1,200 feet from any other type of electronic digitally billboard. It is within 150 feet from any public school or church or public lands. I do have the letter of no objection from DelDOT. I don't know if you have copies of those.
Yep,
if you do already,
yes.
Okay. And you do have the drawing of where it's laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions?
All right, let's see here. I'm going to start with Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Rickard.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson.
You say there is one billboard within 300 feet or just...
No, there's. It's a half mile as close as billboard.
About a half mile away. I knew where it's at.
Is it just one in that half mile stretch?
Yes. Yeah, there's nothing when you're heading west. There's nothing heading west till you get to Georgetown. The first one you would pass would be after Fisher Road to the right where the liquor store is. And that is just under 0.5 mile.
Mm-hmm. This is on the north side of Route 9?
This is on the
south.
Yes, south side, yeah.
Okay, you mentioned headed towards Georgetown. That's why I thought you meant.
Heading east towards the beach,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mills?
So you meet all setback requirements, height requirements, square footage requirements, and
correct.
So forth?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
No other questions?
Okay. No further questions?
I've got some questions. Mm-hmm. I did not see any documentation, and perhaps it's in the record and I just didn't see it, that demonstrates that because you've said this is going to be used as an EMC, correct? Electronic message center, and not just a regular static billboard?
Just wanted to get that involved because maybe someday I will. The structure will be
Well, in order to apply for a special use exception for an off-premise electronic message center, there are different standards.
Okay.
One of those standards is that you must provide documentation at the time of application, which demonstrates that it will have appropriately adjusted to display brightness and things of that sort. There are some documentation that has to be required there.
Okay.
There also has to be documentation evidencing how far away it is from the nearest EMC.
Okay.
And I don't have that in front of me. And I also, the letter of no objection also has to be as effect that it's related to an electronic message center.
Okay.
And what I'm seeing is
right.
that it was just
no,
for a billboard, which is different.
Correct.
This is the first one we've had since the new sign ordinance came in. So a little different. We're all trying to go through this, trying to understand
sure.
it. So
yeah.
when that came in and when I initially put my eyes on it, I was looking at this as though it was a static billboard, not an electronic message center.
Correct.
So I guess my question for you then, is this an electronic message center or is this going to be a static billboard?
This will be a static billboard. I was just...
you can come back in later and apply for the message.
Exactly.
Center.
I was advised that I should probably add that part to it but I was not aware. I knew the requirement as far as how far it was, but not on the lighting and stuff like that.
There's different documentation. The reason for that is there's been concern about brightness standards
correct.
With them, and we went through this last year with council.
Right.
That there was concern about the fact that these things will be too bright, and they want to make sure that there are ambient dimming standards with those. So those things have to be provided just to get in the doors with an application, and I didn't see that. So
you're right.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying
yes.
that. The other, it's 25-foot height maximum, is that that's correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I presume none of your neighbors have had any issues with it? You've talked to them about it?
I have not talked to anybody because I really don't border anybody. But I have people in the back part of the property.
Okay.
But I have not had any opposition. We spoke with the project that we had approved, and there was no opposition with that. So
okay, all right. And you said the nearest billboard was about a half mile away.
Correct.
Is that north south?
That's heading east on 9. It's right after Fisher Road, where the Dollar Tree was just where they're just doing that. Right, right after that.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks for clarifying.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that his request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. And we didn't hear testimony to the contrary. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,950.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,950. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
So congratulations, you're about to be approved the first billboard
first
since
one.
the ordinance change, aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,950 is approved. Okay.